Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee and Anna Mae, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ, provoke you to find your calling in the Lord, brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on a journey to reaching the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. So sit back, we hope you enjoy the podcast, and we pray it encourages and blesses you.
Hello and welcome to Crosstalk. Today we have the privilege of having Gloria Holden on with us.
Baby Glow.
Baby Glow. Welcome, Glow.
Thank you. Thank you, Crosstalk, for having me. I really don't take opportunities like this lightly, and it's an honor and a privilege to do anything for the Lord.
Well, we're excited to have you today.
Amen.
Bill's going to open up with the first question to you.
Amen. It's a blessing to have you. The first question is, when and where did you get saved?
Well, my answer is a lot different to most of the people that's been on, because I wasn't part of the LA revival, but I kind of had an LA experience, but I'll get to that. But when I was a little girl, almost every night, my grandma, we would say the sinner's prayer. And every night that I would say it, I truly believed it in my heart. So I don't have a specific date of when I actually got saved, because it was a regular occurrence with my granny. So, and I truly meant it in my heart, but there was different parts and times in my life where I rededicated to my Lord, and I'll get to that. I know when I received the Holy Spirit, it was in California at an LA revival, but it's not the 70s movement. So don't think that I was thinking of the same old one that everyone else was talking about. This was a revival the year of the premiere, and they had this big revival at the Roosevelt Hotel, and I remember this hotel. It was very grand, and it was very beautiful, and we went down to the altar, and I remember Debbie Parker had me and a few other girls. A few of them was older than me. I think one of them was Frankie, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But there was a few girls there, and she explained to me about the Holy Spirit, and she explained to me about the gift of tongues, and I got the gift of tongues that night. And it was so unbelievable to experience that at, I was 8 and a half. I was not even 9 years old yet, and I had already received the gift of the Spirit. And I remember getting in trouble at school because I was praying on all the refs and I was speaking in tongues. I remember it was Dixie Canyon, and the teachers was like, "Sweetie, you can't do that here." And I was like, "Well, I'm gonna." So that's when I received the Holy Spirit, and I remember getting baptized with John Al.
Yeah.
Later on that summer in Delaware. And I remember, you talk about childlike faith. I remember Debbie Parker. She's been unbelievable to me my whole life. But she was explaining to me in the back room. She said, when you come out of the water after you do this, you're a new person. You're a new creation. Amen. You're declaring that you're different and you're changed. And I remember, talk about faith. That's funny. Amen. Of childlike faith. Amen. I literally thought that I was going to be like a new person when I come out of the water. I was like, whoa, I mean, I feel different, but it was just funny. But I, at a young age, I experienced a lot. And that was one of the benefits of growing up in church.
Amen.
Was being able to have godly influences in my life and having churches that I was raised in, Charlie and Anna Mae's church. I was raised in Delaware Church, even when we were in odd places like St. George, Utah. We had churches, we went to there. Amen. My dad would minister sometimes there. Like, there, it just, God's always had me somewhere. But I rededicated my life to the Lord after I married Ikey. I didn't see, I had all the my ducks in a row and all the stuff that I would do. I would always sing in church. I always had a big part in church, but I kind of was living for myself.
Amen.
And I was blinded by the enemy for a long time, and I didn't really realize it. I mean, I wasn't doing anything bad, but I mean, I wasn't living for him. I didn't have a true relationship.
Amen.
And I had to go through some things before I married my husband, and I literally had to obey him and experience him.
Amen.
And that was good.
Amen.
He truly walked me hand in hand, even when I wasn't living for him. I was living for myself. When I had that light bulb click on, I actually was reading Jonah. I was on my hands and knees, and I was reading Jonah's prayer, and God had me reading that over and over, and I didn't really understand what it was about. I was like, why do I keep reading this prayer? But then a light bulb clicked on that I was Jonah, and I went far away. Like I said, even though I wasn't doing anything crazy, I spiritually was like Jonah. I wasn't living for him. And he said, out of the belly, I cried and I shoaled. And I cried out to you, to your holy temple. And I remember crying out to God and saying, I'm sorry, Lord.
Amen.
I'm sorry. And I gave my life back to him.
Amen.
And he literally changed my life completely in that moment.
Amen.
Praise God.
When I cried out, the Lord heard me.
Amen.
In the pit, in my well of problems, my well of things that swallowed me whole and the way things that the enemy had me blinded to, he heard my cry and he rescued me that
Amen.
Day.
Amen.
And he changed my life. He brought me my husband and he placed me in a beautiful church in Maryland. And we have our church here. Amen. And he literally, the rest is history. I mean, but down the line, I had to learn more and I had to get my word. There was a lot of things that was wrong in my life that I didn't know.
Amen.
So don't think that you are great. I thought I had it all together. I'm not going to lie. Like I said, I was singing in churches. I was doing revivals. I was going to lady. I always do stuff for God. It's just who I am.
Amen.
But my heart wasn't in the right place. Amen. I wasn't where I should have been. And God Amen. Heard me and he rescued me.
Well, that's the pruning. He says he prunes us.
Yeah.
We're not perfect, but if you are willing to submit to him, read, stay in the word, seek, he prunes us. And you know what, Glo? Right now, none of us is where we should be, but we're going to get there, and we're better Amen. Than where we could be.
We got to be growing.
Yeah.
As long as and we're growing, and as long as we're producing good fruit.
That's it.
That's what, if the fruit ain't there, there's something wrong.
There's something wrong. You got to have something there.
And like we said, we all fall short. You without sin cast the first stone. I can't cast
And God stones. Willing, if the rapture doesn't come 10 years from now, you're going to give a testimony about, here I was there and now I'm here.
100%.
And that's growing up just like your baby. She takes the step. She can't walk right now. Soon she'll walk. Then she'll be off diapers. Then she'll be eating solid food. It's a growth. And that's what we're doing. Amen. We're growing in the Lord together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Would you like to share with us how you felt called to ministry, when you felt called? And
well, I would always, like I said, my grandma, and she's here, she always had a big impact on my life. And but I know we're going to mention down the road, one of the questions is people who influenced you, but she always pushed me to do things in church. She would take me when I was a little girl. It was like our ritual. We would go to Hackman's Christian bookstore in Allentown, Pennsylvania. We would buy tracts and we would pass them out and we'd put them in the windshield wipers of cars. And she would buy us a tape to practice and sing to sing in church on Sunday. So you wasn't gonna be not in ministry living under Grandma Mary. I can tell you that much. She definitely brought me lots of fruit in my life and always pushed me to sing and use my gifts. And God always, he literally, the places he's took me and the things that I've got to witness and see, if you're a willing vessel, God will use it. Like, would you think you'd be doing a podcast?
No.
I remember Bill had a, and radio. I actually was on a radio. Like, yeah. I would have never thought that I would have been on a radio before.
Amen.
And here we're doing a podcast together. Amen. So we've seen auctions, Fearfully Wonderfully Made, singing, revival. Like, I can, the Who list knows? Can go so, on.
Yeah.
I remember Nora MJ prophesied over me that I was going to write a book. And I was like, me? Write a book?
Amen.
She was like, yes, you're going to write a book. I wrote 3 books, so tell me. I don't put limits on God. I know that he can use us to do extraordinary things, but we got to be willing to be used. So,
Amen.
Yes, I've God's led me places, and I can't believe some of the things. I was doing dances with children. I'm not a dancer, but we were doing unbelievable, beautiful dances with children. Like, it's just amazing. If you would just, we just made baskets for lots of homeless people. Like, there was so much to do in ministry.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
There's so much to do in ministry, and we need more laborers. I believe that. I feel led to say that we definitely, the laborers are few, and we need people Amen. To step up to the plate and Amen. Put their hands to the plow, because It takes an army.
It takes an army to do stuff.
Amen. Said it's so, white. The harvest is many. Right.
The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few.
Amen.
So what you're saying is you got to be available.
Amen. Make time. I was just literally said this in church. We was talking about how there's like a falling away amongst our people and how like they make so many excuses. Mm-hmm. Like I was talking to someone, I can't say the name and I'm not going to call him out, but they were saying, yeah, I can't go to Traveler Church because I don't get nothing out of it. I'm so distracted. I said, well, don't sit in the back, sit in the front.
Amen.
That was good advice.
Yeah, don't sit in the back, sit in the front. If you're distracted and all these things, well, maybe the issue is you. Maybe it's not the people around you. Maybe you have a focus issue. You need to pray about that. I can't get done. I have too many kids. And it's, God forgive you. You have beautiful babies that you have to get done to bring to church. That should be your number one priority.
Amen.
The excuses went on, and I was like, okay, you're not getting nothing out of Traveler Church, and you critiqued Pat ministers. You've critiqued every little thing about the church. Did you go to a ref church? Do you get something out of a ref church? Right. Did you go there on Sunday? Well, no, I never went to a ref church. I said, so you went to zero church. I said, you're critiquing and making excuses of why not, when the question you should be asking yourself right. is, why aren't you going? What is wrong?
Charlie sends a text out every week, forsake not to assemble in yourself together, and even more as the time is growing closer. And I've had people tell me the same thing you're saying, Glo, even say to me, well, I don't go even to country church because I can watch it on TV or I can worship the Lord at home. And I say to them, so on the Sabbath, on Sunday morning, whatever you want to call it, the Lord's Day, you get up, you and your husband or wife, whoever it may be, and you hold hands and you pray for all the needs in the town and all the people. And then you worship God for 5-10 minutes and sing some praises. Then you open your Bible and you and your loved one reads the Bible, if you have children, to your children, and you say, what does that mean to you? And you pull the nugget out, and then you close in prayer. You do that every Sunday morning. Well, no.
You take up offering and...
do you understand? I mean, if we're going to stay home,
Amen.
And I believe that if you were in a place where you couldn't make church and you get up and that was your ritual on Sunday morning, right.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. It truly is. If you get done earlier than on Sunday, get up a little earlier. You know what I mean? We ask God and we acquire so many things from God. I can
guarantee, Glo, if there was a sale on cowboy boots a purse or whatever may be interested, me, a guitar or something I wanted for my
overnight. We used to sleep overnight for sales.
There you go.
Disneyland, people can post pictures like at 4 in the morning and everybody's hair is slicked and they're all dressed really cute.
I think us as a people, we need to get our priorities in check.
We do.
And make yourself available. Like you said, we have to be available. What if God, every time we called on God, he wasn't answering or doing all these blessings? It says that it says, for much is given, much is required.
Right. Amen.
We are a blessed people.
Yes.
Amen.
We are all blessed.
Amen.
Much is required of you. He just requires that you come and spend.
The bigger question, Glo, and I know it's your reason, why do you come to church? No one has to compel you to come. You want to come to be in the presence of the Lord.
It says we're two or more gathered, he's in the midst. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
There
Amen.
Is nothing in this world.
Like it.
Like the presence of God. Right. Sunday night service, seeing them kids and looking into their eyes as they worship. I love worship.
Amen.
Worship's my thing. Amen. I love it.
Amen.
And being on the stage worshiping, when you look out, you can Amen. See people's reaction. You can Praise see God. If they're feeling it. You know when to stop. You know when to start. You can kind of feel.
Amen.
To see the hunger in our babies' eyes. And what they were feeling.
Amen.
It was amazing, yeah.
No money, no vacation, no anything.
That's right.
Nothing in the world is like the presence of God.
Amen.
Praise in his God. Presence, you see things happen, you experience, and it's the only time you can give back. When you're worshiping in the song service, that is the time where That's you it. Give back to God.
Amen.
And if Praise there's God. Nothing in the world like well, being in his presence. Well,
those children couldn't have received if they also weren't brought to the house of God, too.
Yes.
You have to be in church.
It's so important.
It is.
It's
it
so
is.
Important.
I agree.
Well, I've always believed the worship is the only time you can give something to the Lord.
100%.
And when that worship's over, then he starts giving to us. And we read it in the Bible where they come and Jesus came and they said, well, I got married. I got to go see what my wife looks like. Another one said, I bought a piece of land. I got to go see what I bought. They were making excuses to not worship and come to Jesus. So this is the same spirit we see today. And that's what the worship service brings forth and shows us and brings it alive in our hearts.
Well, Anime and Charlie's both desire is to see their people saved.
Amen.
They're out, like, the people that's the core body of the church is out here praying and fasting.
Amen.
The core body is feeding homeless and doing these things.
Amen.
Look at that.
Amen.
Don't judge what he said, she, or if you don't like them, they're too long. Whatever. Come to church.
Amen.
You will have a good time. There's a beautiful present. I remember, and we can get to the next question.
And there's a place for everybody.
There's a place for everybody. But Hazel said a thing one time at one of the revivals, and she said, if you come in here too full, if you're too full of this, too full of that, you're not going to receive. You're too full.
Amen.
So if you could just get out of your own mind and put on the mind of Christ and just come.
Hungry
and ready to receive.
You'll
you will be filled.
Amen.
And you won't regret it.
Amen.
You right. will not regret being full of the Holy Praise Spirit. God. There's Amen. Nothing like it. There's
Praise
no
God.
Feeling like it.
Praise Amen. God. Nothing.
Amen. Well, that leads us to this question. Who was an influence to you? You've mentioned your Granny Mary and Debbie and different people. Or
yes.
How about do you have some standout moments that, you know,
yes.
stick out?
And I don't want to forget people, so if I forget you, I'm so sorry, because I have an army of people that
it's
has
hard
had
to
my
remember.
Back,
yep.
People praying for me to have my babies. I can't mention every single person, but a lot of people who stuck out to me in different times of my walk. When I was younger, Anime's mom, she was always encouraging me. Get up and sing, Glo. And I remember I was going through a few things at the time, and she come up to me, and she looked at me in the eyes, and she had tears in her eyes, and she said, everything's going to be okay, baby. Everything's going to be okay. And that stuck out to me a lot, because in that moment, I really needed something. I really needed just to hear that it was going to be okay, because things wasn't going right.
Amen.
And she really, that stuck out of me. Of course, my mother and father, I don't know what I would do without them. My mom, like I said, growing up, I grew up in church. I was one of the kids you would see sleeping on the pew. I was one of the kids that was at every, my mom, I remember taking us from church to church back east. There was ladies retreat after ladies retreat. We made Richmond, we made Pittsburgh, we made Delaware, we made Baltimore. We went to every single one of them. And my mom would say it was the Holy Ghost, our Holy Ghost trail. And we was going to every single revival. I have, my pastors, Anime and Charlie and Joan and Ernie back east, they're my home pastors, and I don't know what I would do without them. I know that I could come to them with anything, and they would encourage me and push me to do stuff. They've asked me to do things all the time, and it opened doors for me. And like I said, Joan and Ernie being there for me. My dad, I can literally pick up the phone if I have a question about the Bible or if I'm confused about something. My dad answers every question. He's very knowledgeable in his word. And he also is the type of person I remember, like if I'm, we always, church was a thing in our house. We, on Sunday morning, we made church. And when I got married, my dad, he would call occasionally, but my father-in-law, he would call my husband every morning, and he would be like, are you going to church? He does it every Sunday. Yes. There's not one Sunday that he has not asked if we're going to church. And that, like, I remember saying, Ike, your dad's such a warning. He knows we're going to church, and he calls. But that's a blessing to have somebody nagging you to go to church.
Sure.
Let me think. My Aunt Mary, God rest her soul, and she would always push me to do things. She had a heart for giving and doing stuff for children. She was a big impact in my life. My old Uncle Tommy, he was my number one fan singing. He really was. He he loved it, me and Mary singing together. The prayer line ladies, they pushed my ministry to another level. And they gave me, like I said, when you're like a Christian, if you're not growing, you're not. They gave me a whole new insight on prayer. Like, they gave me tools and things that I didn't even know. Like, even though I was raised in church, I didn't pray the way I always prayed, but I didn't pray effectively.
Amen.
I never prayed fervently. It was a prayer like, oh, I love you, Lord, or now I lay me down to sleep, or bless this food, Lord, touch the one who, it wasn't like, it was a prayer, but they taught me deep prayer, which I was unbelievable, was deep impacting prayer and fervently praying. Let me think. Of course, like I said, Ham and Debbie and Eddie and Mary, they was a big impact on my life. All my friends, I have a lot of godly friends and a lot of prayer warriors. Sarah, Agnes White, the list, like I said, can go on and on. My aunts and uncles, everyone, my core family, I have a very good family.
Amen.
Yes, and
amen.
I'm so blessed by my family.
Amen.
There's nothing my family wouldn't do for me on both sides. Amen. And that is a big blessing.
Sure it is.
It really is. Yes, it really is. Like, I have a lot of people who really, they not only talk the talk, they walk the walk. My grandma always says, love given is love shown. And I have a family that truly loves me.
Amen.
And they truly pray. And I don't know where I would be if I didn't have praying parents, praying grandparents, praying family, and praying churches. I can't even begin to explain the gratitude and thankfulness I have for godly people in my life.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. It really is. They There's nothing like it. They really do.
And your sister.
If I'm down, if I'm broken up, my sister
is our team
in my life. God really knew what he was doing. I don't know what I would do. She's like my everything. Like, I don't know what I would do without Mary. Yeah. She truly is my right hand. She's my right hand.
Peas and carrots.
She also, she's fun. We when we worship together, we're having a good time. It's very fun. Yeah, drummer and Charlie, that was another drummer. Danny the drummer, I wrote like a lot of songs. I believe that's when God was opening the door for me with writing. Like, before I wrote all the books and everything and devotionals, God opened up the door for me writing songs, and he put music to like 20 songs. He sat one day and he put music to so many things. He was very talented, but he was a big influence in my life. My husband also, I can't forget him.
Amen.
God really equally yoked us. He really does push me to do things. Like, I keep the behind the scenes.
He supports you.
He's a supporter. He really is.
He does.
He really is. Like, I could tell him that I wanted to go to Africa. I did. I told him the one time. I said, I'm going. It was before I was trying to get expecting with my glow. And I said, if I don't get expecting this month, I'm going to Nicaragua on a mission. And he was like, okay, go ahead. He really is. Like, I could tell him that I wanted to do anything, and he would be on board, and he would support me. Yeah. And also my in-laws, they've been Margaret Reed. She's Mr. Reed's opened up my eyes. He really, truly opened up my eyes to fervently praying, because I never prayed so hard for anything in my life than I did for him. Amen. And he taught me faith. He really did. When I married Ike, I got like a whole new set of family, because I'm about six. I actually was 8 months with them back east, and they're very godly.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful that my other half, my husband's half, also was godly, because I'm surrounded by goodness. So yes. I'm very thankful.
Amen.
Very fortunate. Very, very fortunate,
fortunate
to have godly, Amen. Godly Yep. family. Amen. And I'm thankful for that.
Do you have any personal testimonies you'd like to share?
Uh-oh. Oh, gosh. You'll have to sit here for a month.
Are we going for a part two?
Yes, we might need Gloria's testimony about her children. This little one who's sitting with me, my grandma's feeding her right now. My little Mary Miracle, my Gloria Marie. It was a struggle to get them here, but by the grace of God and his mercy, I truly seen God move in my life. And things that I have a respect for people who go through infertility. That was my big deal that I battled, and it's no joke. It really is no joke. And I can't believe what I went through, to be honest. The things that we overcome, and the doctor's reports, and the negative reports, and the God was there every step of the way. He really did. He showed me, even though, like, because I'm an emotional person, and when we would get something, I would take it very hard. Like, if they would call us and say that, like,
keep but when PG. You just didn't get but good let me, news.
When I did right. not get good news, right. I can literally tell you I got out of the doctor's office, went down to my car, and there was a car in front of me that said hope along the window. I remember leaving them, and they gave me a negative, a horrible report. They told me that I don't think you can have kids. And I walked in the parking lot to give blood and walked in the bathroom bawling my eyes out, crying. And on the stall, it said Jehovah God. But it could have said anything, and I would have took it as a blessing. It could have right. said Jesus loves you, and I would have been like, I know you do, Lord. But the fact that it said Jehovah God means he who brings into existence what already exists.
There you go.
My baby already exists, and he was going to bring it into existence. That was beautiful. And I just had to have hope Amen. And trust and faith in him.
Chills.
And literally... I have experienced God at hand my entire life. And I'm so thankful for my Lord and Savior and what he's
Amen.
Done.
Amen.
I will never stop praising him for my God. Family, Amen. For my babies, for my churches, for everything. God is awesome, and I'm
Amen.
Thankful.
Amen.
He's awesome. Amen.
He is. He's God.
Well said.
Praise I God. Felt like clapping right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah. Are we Holy Ghost dance, maybe? Yeah. I don't know. But very well said.
Well, we're going to ask you this one. We're going to zip out with that one. Is what's your vision for the future of our people?
Okay, so with this one, I kind of toiled with it a little because I want to see our people on fire, say it. Even just last Sunday night with the youth, I'm excited to see what God's going to do in the youth. I have a good feeling,
Amen.
Especially seeing Amen. Them worshiping. Oh my gosh, it literally melted my heart.
Amen.
But I was in bed last night and I was thinking about this, and it's different than what everybody else said, but I thought of our people, and I noticed within the past like couple years, and even with myself, before I even say this, because people might get offended when they hear this, but myself included, we are a very over the top people. Just for instance, we were talking about taking the kids to pickleball on Sunday. My Gloria Marie was like, Mom, I gotta get a new outfit. Like, everything's over the top. We need to have a new outfit for pickleball. Like, so dramatic. If we go out to eat, we have to have hairs and makeups done. This is like the new normal.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We're excessive and we're over the top. There's nothing wrong with it. God wants you to live a good life. He said that we would have life, and he come to give us life and life more abundant. He is a God that wants you to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
But why are we not over the top for God? Why Amen. Are not we going above and beyond
Amen.
For the That's Lord? Good. And I thought of this. Also, our people are so touchy and sensitive, myself included. I'll throw that in there. I'm a sensitive and very dramatic person. That's just who I am. It's in my nature. Everything I do is probably really dramatic. I'm overly sensitive, all that stuff. So this also goes for myself. So if you do get offended, sorry. And also, I guess I'll be offended because I'm preaching to the choir here. But we have a fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
We call it FOMO. It's like a thing. It's like, oh, I have FOMO. If we see a couple friends go out to eat dinner, we're like, oh, well, I wanted to go to dinner. And then like violent and murder. If we see a couple friends going and doing something fun, we have FOMO. We're feared of missing out. If our kids get left out, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm preaching the choir. This is just how we are. We're scared of our kids missing out. We want them to have fun, and there's nothing wrong with that. Gloria Marie spoiled and all that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but I'm saying we have a fear of missing out. We get offended if our kids are left out. And why are we not feared of missing out on the kingdom of God?
That's good. Amen. Amen.
Why do we Amen. Not have a fear of missing heaven?
Amen.
Why do we have a fear of not missing out on everything God has and more? It says in his word that he loads us daily with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
We want the benefits of this world. Why don't we want the benefits of the kingdom?
And for Amen. Our kids.
And for our kids. It's mind baffling. I'm baffled. When I thought of that, I was like, why are we not scared that I'm going to miss church on Sunday? Oh my gosh, I miss Sunday night and all the kids were at the altar. My babies were home. Why don't we have fear of missing out on
Amen.
That? We are missing out on so much. We could see mighty moves of God. We could see men and women set free. We could see people get miracles and signs and wonders. Yep. It says there's miracle signs and wonders for those who believe. Why aren't we scared of missing out on that?
Amen.
We need like a priority shift or a priority change. We have too many excuses and faults, and we pinpoint and pick, and we need to get rid of all the clutter in our mind. Mm-hmm. Put on the mind of Christ, continue going to church and striving to further the kingdom for God's glory.
Amen.
That should be our top priority, myself included. Like I said,
I agree.
Stop being so scared of missing out on the things of the world.
Amen.
And be scared of missing out on the things of God. It's very simple.
Yep.
Come to church, get involved, get a hunger and thirst. That's it.
Amen.
Keep doing. Keep on keeping on. That's Amen. All you have
I
to
agree.
Do.
That's it. Praise
so my God. Vision for our people is to put as much time and effort as we do to ourselves into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Go over and beyond for Him.
I think we'll see a big change if we do.
If we go over and above Amen. And beyond for Him. Set ourselves aside. And I'm not saying we miss stuff. We have doctor's appointments. We have things go on. We live right. a life. But when you have time and you have available, pencil garden, mm-hmm. check your schedule. Mm-hmm. My gosh, yeah. that's embarrassing.
Amen.
That we have to check. Oh, if I have to, I have to draw. I have to go. My nails done. I'm sorry. No, make time.
Amen.
Set ourselves aside. We can't be so selfish. We've turned so, and myself included, sometimes I do things that I'm like, why so selfish? We need to be selfless. Mm-hmm. We need to serve God wholeheartedly. That's what it's all about. That's we can't it. Miss the mark here. Our babies is our, we need to get our younger generation to strive. We're going to lose it all. It's scary. It really is scary. Mm-hmm. Set our priorities aside and make God a priority
Amen.
In our lives.
Amen. Amen.
So no more FOMO.
No more FOMO. Oh, that was another thing. I love the... That song, that's what I was thinking of. That song kept repeating in my mind.
Enemy loves her own jokes. So does Bill, apparently.
Yes, they're purple. Look what I've done.
Because where your treasure is, there is your heart.
Amen. You know? So, well, that song kept playing in my mind. Let us become more aware of His presence.
Right.
Let us experience the joyness of your goodness. Amen.
Amen.
How good is God?
How good is God? Amen.
So that's my prayer for our generation, our church, our people.
That's good.
That we are more aware of His presence, that we walk in the Spirit, crucify our flesh, Amen. And make God a priority. That, Amen. And myself that's included. That's my... My resolute, yes, my New Year's resolution right. to make God That's more of a priority.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Have FOMO for the kingdom.
Yep.
Amen.
You're
Amen.
Missing out on church on Sunday. Come to church if you're listening to this podcast.
That's what
Have
I wrote
fear of missing out that you're not gonna get it. You're not gonna be filled. You're missing out. Amen. Come to church. Bring your children.
Amen.
Your children need to see the Lord. We need to further the God's kingdom. Come to church.
Amen. Amen. And store up for the days Amen. Of famine.
Amen.
Store
Amen.
Up when we have plenty for the days of famine. Well, Glo, we want to thank you for coming on. You've
My
really
pleasure.
Blessed us and done a beautiful job. And thank you for all your support, Amen. Prayers, and everything you do around New Life. We love you, Glo.
Well, we appreciate it, and I'm thankful for... faithful servants.
You Thank you. We love and appreciate
to be
you.
Like you guys. All right.
Love your Thank worship.
Love
Bless
you.
Me every time.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. We hope you enjoyed it and was encouraged. Please follow us on Spotify for new episodes every week. If you download the Spotify app, which is free, it makes it much easier to find us. We'll be posting the link each week on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may you grow in His Word and Spirit. God bless.